meditation of my heart.
Be always acceptable in thy sight, O God, my rock and my salvation. Would you pray with me? Teach me, God, to remember this Advent season what love really means. When I declare my intention to love like Jesus, do not let me settle for a love that is safe and borderless. Do not let me only love those who look or act or think like me, only those who are deserving, only those who are lovable. I dare to ask that you teach me how to really love like Jesus. Teach me to love foolishly. Amen.
Amen.
Please be comfortable. A blessed good morning, my St. Sebastian family and friends of family, and also visitors.
Good morning.
You got it right. 8 o'clock was a little sluggish. As we wait with love and patience for our Lord Jesus Christ, it is good to be in the house of the Lord. I told the 8 o'clock group, I wrote my sermon about 5 or 6 times, and each time I started, I keep turning it up and throwing it away. So I don't know what it's going to be like. But the song of Zechariah said something so beautiful this morning. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And then I love the words of Paul's opening words to the people of Philippi. Words that I think about for you daily, and I say also in my heart to you. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. From the first day until now. From that day you said, I am going to follow Jesus and I am a wonderful Christian. I have been praying for you. Whether you may not have only known me for 1 year and 4 months, I have been praying for you. And that's the blessing that God has given me, the opportunity to now be with you and pray with you and continue to pray for you. The season of Advent is all about anticipation. For some, it's a season of Christmas, which is a sign of love, peace, joy, and hope of all. For the children now, it's many gifts at Christmas time, and moreover, a fulfillment of their wish list. As you know, I asked the kids to bring me in their wish list. I would count it in my prayer book and pray for it earnestly. They all forgot last week, but when I passed through the Sunday school this morning, here were the little words. Father, I got my list. Another one says, I have my list, but Mom is holding it because she's not sure I can hold it on till you get to that time. That's the children. But we now, as Christians and adults, we prepare to celebrate the history of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever position we hold in the season, it brings what I call that wonderful anticipation. Our readings are filled with such expectation and hope. In the Psalm of Zechariah, as I said, it's full with such spirit-filled satisfaction that brings such a warmth to our hearts. We are reminded of the graciousness of God, the forgiveness of sins, and the baptism which is all given to us by God's grace. We are witnesses to Jesus' love. We must take heed. Our God is good and gracious to all. As Paul told us, the people of Philippi, for God is my witness, how I long for all of you with compassion of Jesus Christ. My prayer to you, my brothers and sisters, we all continue in the struggle. As Christians, we have our brokenness. But we are all witnesses of God who knows we will overcome through his grace and his love.
Yes, this season, we must choose a time for reflection, a source of commitment to where we want to take our lives. Advent, as you know, is the beginning of our church year. For us, it's a new beginning. Some of us may have fallen away from the church and we are never coming back. Some of us may have felt our life was losing some form of emotion or testimony. It is about the readiness. Advent is about each of us being ready. And when I think about readiness, I always remember, or since I've been here, every third Tuesday of the month, we have the scouts who are always here sharing in our George Model Hall. And what is the motto of the scouts? Be prepared. You think of their commitment, their routine, and their discipline. It is beyond reproach. I can only say that some of our people who are in our lives changing world, their commitment started as scouts. And they became leaders of our worlds, and I will name a few. And if I didn't name you who are a scout here and you are a leader, you can tell me after, but don't say, Father Gary, you did not call my name. Because if I didn't call your name, I just didn't know. So I'm not leaving you out purposely. I think of our Dr. George Moore, who's been a scout all his life and he's still a scout. Rex Stelson. Our presidents, Gerald Ford, JFK, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush. Why do I give you these names? It's because it's also important that all these individuals are what? They're all Christians. Faith is part of their lives. Just like the faith is part of your lives. We see our palette today. We must be ready to greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ our Redeemer. This week we share the celebration of our 41st President, George H.W. Bush. And if you listen to any of the services, and I know you are all Episcopalians, so I know you must have snuck and listened to a little bit. The famous words that came out was, love God and love your neighbor. Love God and love your neighbor. Who is your neighbor? Everyone you meet in this journey of your life. Loving is hard because you can have love in your heart and you can get into your car and someone cuts you off right like a lion. And you'll say things and then says, God, forgive me. And yes, he will forgive you. Every Advent, we are given the chance to start a renewal of life. The great thing about our God is he doesn't keep score. So when you're forgiven, that's it. If you keep score, that's your choice. God is not keeping score. Advent gives us a time to take a fresh start. You're struggling in something in our own insecurities, just take the opportunity. You're preparing for the coming of the birth of our Son and our Savior. Brothers and sisters, God is calling you and me. How is he using us? We are being used as soldiers of Christ. We are witnesses on his ministry on earth. Tell someone a story easily about what God's presence in your life and how it might have changed you. And each one of you have a story. I always try to think of something that was alarming or became significant. And about a year I was in South Africa at a remote church, Anglican Church. We had just concluded service. And a young lady was about to embark on a trip to the United States from Cape Town, way in the country. They have never made it out of Cape Town, but she was coming to work on a cruise ship here in Florida. And her parents were so, she was only 19 years old. She was this tall. And her parents were losing their only daughter, and they were so worried. But when they found out that Father Gary lived in Florida, and there was someone that she could call and turn to, made them feel a peace that passes all understanding. God puts us in the places that He wants us to be. It is not an accident, my brothers and sisters. He uses us. And we are all a part of His journey. He has prepared His way for us. He asks us to trust, to bring us to that coming of Jesus Christ that John the Baptist proclaimed for all of us. He will make those crooked paths straight and smooth. It is all about our condition and our ability to be prepared. And I think of our preparation. I think about us here wonderful at St. Sebastian. In another couple of weeks, the excitement will grow for the coming of our Lord. We will have the greenery in our church. We will have the stable. We will have the Christmas tree. The candelabras will be up. And we'll even have a choir singing loudly. That's the blessings of God. We are preparing for Jesus. He is our Lord and Savior. And He calls for us to give Him the best. Knowing Jesus, He may not really like the fanfare, but it's a way to show Him our love, as the people did during His triumphant entry into Jerusalem when they spread the palm trees. We are just celebrating our love for Christ and what He has done for us. He is our King. He is our Savior. So we must praise our King and always remember to say yes.